In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please be seated. So I'm going to try speaking up here. Some said they heard better if I spoke from up here, so we'll see. Some of you may not know this, but I went 12 years to Catholic school. And I learned to excel in guilt, shame, and blame. I had to do much work to undo some of that damage, but anyway. But as a young child, we had a library. It was a small library, but it had the lives of the saints. And being the avid reader, I read them all, maybe more than once. And I decided that I was going to be a saint. However, it was short-lived. Because one of the things you do when going to Catholic school is you go to confession at least once a week. On Fridays, they line you up by the classes. And you always knew who the sinners were because they took a long time when they had to do their absolution. So, and how long they stayed in the box. So you really tried to be good because you didn't want to be one of those sinners. So, but I learned very quickly that with the Ten Commandments, I certainly fought with my mom and dad and my brothers and sisters. I had to be careful about taking God's name in vain. And there were other sins. However, being young, I didn't do too bad with the ones that had to do with sex. But, you know, that was later in my life. But you had to really be careful about trying to be saintly. And so I knew then I could never be a saint with the big S. However, this last week, as I did two funerals for some really wonderful people, and as people shared their life and their stories about their loved ones, I realized that these were the saints with the small S's. They were humble men and women. They were good. They loved their family. They loved their church and did what they could to help. And so for many of us, we may not be able to aspire to be a saint with a capital S, but we certainly can be the saints with the small S's. And that's important because that's who people see. We may never have met Martin Luther King and we may never have met Mahatma Gandhi, but we certainly have met those people in our lives who were good people, who did good for others, who just were the quiet saints of the world. When I worked, I had to go downtown to a meeting downtown off of Jefferson, and there was a parking ramp down under. And every time I was there and I went to pay as I was leaving, there was this elderly gentleman who took my money and said, "God bless you and have a good day." That was a saint with a small S. He made me feel good, and he reminded me that there's more to life than just work. And it is those people that we should remember today, this week, as we think of All Saints Day and All Souls Day. These are the ones that matter. In the gospel reading today, Jesus reminds us of that as he talked about the Pharisees and the scribes. The Pharisees and scribes were the lay people. The priest had gotten sort of out of hand in the people, so they decided to really look at the rules and the laws that they were to live by. And so they made sure that everybody knew what the laws and the rules should be. However, they got carried away in that they lived what my mom said, "Do what I say, not what I do," type of life. And so they were zealots, but they weren't living the godly life that they were supposed to live. And Jesus reminds us, it's not what we do that's public that makes it, oh, what a wonderful person they are, or look, they should have the best seat at the banquet. Rather, it's the humble people. The people that go about living a good life quietly, without honor, without glory, but who know that to live a good and just life is what's important, who take care of the neighbor, who make sure there's enough food on the table. All of the people in our lives that we can tell stories about. My mom talks about the time my grandpa was raised in Tennessee. They lived on top of the mountaintop. And she remembers that grandpa walked down the mountain and carried up the bushel of groceries on his back so that a neighbor could have food. Those are the people that we remember on All Saints Day. Those are the people that will remember us for the good things that we did in our lives. And I think when we get to heaven, God will say, I didn't expect them to be a saint with a capital S, but I did want them to be a small saint. And that is what we're challenged to do, is to know and remember that our life is not one that needs to be glorious or big or outstanding, but we do need to live our life as godly and as saintly as possible, remembering how to love and care and be kind and be gentle. And we can all be saints with the small S's. And that's what God is asking us to do. Amen.